Hello and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast. In the Premier Skills English podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English. The Premier Skills English podcast is part of the Premier Skills English project. As well as the podcast, there's the Premier Skills English website, where you'll be able to find all these podcasts and the transcripts and extra activities that go with them. So, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other podcast platform, check out our website. And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have a new football phrase for you to guess. Today, I'm going to test your Premier League knowledge with 10 questions in the Premier Skills English Premier League quiz. I've been looking at some articles online that have amazing facts about the Premier League and want to share some with you through the medium of a quiz. There are three main types of question in English: yes-no questions, WH questions, and subject questions. In the quiz, I'm going to be asking subject questions. Subject questions are questions that are asking about the subject of the verb. Often, the question word in these questions is who, because the answer is often a person. Listen to this example. Who ate the cake? The verb is ate, the past of eat. And the answer to the question will be the subject of that verb. This means you can just swap out the question word with the subject, and the sentence will make sense. Who ate the cake? Boris ate the cake. Boris is the subject of the verb ate. Boris ate the cake. Okay, so now it's time for the Premier Skills English Premier League quiz. If you want to have a go at answering these questions on the Premier Skills English website, there'll be a page on the site for this podcast with all of these questions and spaces for you to answer them. I'll go through the questions and answers on Monday in the This Week podcast as the Premier League is on a special international break. Question 1. This first question is about the current season. Some of these questions will be about this season and some are more historic. So, in this season, which Premier League player is on track to win the Golden Boot with 16 goals so far? The Golden Boot is the award given to the top goal scorer in the league. Who's on track to win the Golden Boot? Question 2. Which Premier League team spent 140 days at the bottom of the table the season before winning the league? This was the record for a Premier League team to spend that long at the bottom of the table and then not be relegated. And then to go on and win the league the following season. Do you know which team pulled off this miraculous escape and went on to become champions? Question 3. This question is about penalty takers in the Premier League. That is, players who've taken 10 or more spot kicks. Which penalty taker is the only one to have a 100% success rate? I'll give you a clue. This sharp shooter played 8 seasons in the Premier League and netted all 11 of his spot kicks. Question 4. Which Cameroonian defender has been relegated 4 times with 3 different teams? This is not a great honour. Which poor player has had the misfortune to have been on 3 different teams that went down 4 times? Question 5. Which team has the worst Premier League record? In one season, quite a few years ago now, there was a team in the Premier League that managed to earn only 11 points in the whole season. That was for 8 draws and 1 win over Newcastle United. So which team only won 1 Premier League match? Question 6. Now I'm looking for the opposite record. Which team scored the most points in their winning campaign? There's only one team that has managed to score 100 points in a season. So which team was that? Which team scored 100 points in a season? Question 7. There are two teams that share the record for the most league wins in a season. So, a season is 38 matches, and two teams have won 32 matches out of 38. Which two teams share the record for the most league wins in a season? Question 8. In the 93-94 season, the unfortunate Swindon Town set the record for the most goals conceded, when by the end of the season they'd let in 100 goals. For question 8, I'm looking for the opposite. Which team has the best defence in the history of the Premier League? Which team has the record for conceding the fewest goals in a season? Question 9. One of the biggest humiliations a professional footballer can face is not losing a match. It's not even relegation. The greatest humiliation comes when facing an opponent who puts the ball between your legs. This humiliation is, of course, a nutmeg. This season, the king of nutmegs is currently Watford's Emmanuel Dennis with 12 nutmegs. Who completed the 2021 season with the highest number of nutmegs? Question 10. The final question is about the largest crowd at a Premier League match. Which team holds the record for the largest attendance in the history of the Premier League? And here's a bonus question that you can answer in the comments section on Premier Skills English. Which Arsenal legend is the club's fourth all-time top goalscorer with 149 total goals? And why am I asking this question? Now it's time for this week's football phrase. This phrase is the same as the one from the This Week podcast on Monday, so I'll announce the answer and the usernames of people who've got it right next Monday. As last week's was too difficult, this week I chose a word from the Premier Vocabulary section from the Easy Vocabulary. The word is... This word is used to describe a match in a cup competition that's played because the original match ended in a draw. In the past, FA Cup matches were only 90 minutes. If the match ended in a draw, the teams would have to play usually at the other team's stadium. This word is also used on TV to describe recorded footage that's shown again, usually because of something exciting that happened. I think this is much easier, and so I hope lots of you will leave a comment on Premier Skills English with your answer. That's all for today. Before I finish, I just wanted to say that I hope you found this podcast useful, and I hope all of you stay fit and healthy. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.